Blog Talk Radio.
Can anyone hear me?
Okay. Can anybody hear me?
There we go. I got you guys on.
Yeah, we're here.
So we got James and Ryan in?
I'm here.
Yep.
Perfect. So now we're just waiting on Jesse.
Wait, is this show started?
Yeah. Yeah, the show is live. Hey, guys, this is the Order 2020. We are still dealing with some technical difficulties, so please give us one moment to try and get Jesse in.
You would think by now we would have this, like, down pat.
To be honest, we should have called in a little bit earlier, but to be honest, I think it's an actual technical problem, because when we tried to go live, I couldn't even connect phone wise and I'm logged in. So it shouldn't have been a problem for me.
Well,
so how you guys
been
doing?
Good.
Not too bad.
What you guys do for the 4th?
Yeah, we just did fireworks. You know, it was actually pretty calm outside of Atlanta. I don't know, Atlanta was a hotbed for crazy activity.
Oh, I'm sure, especially with everything going on in Atlanta. How about you, Ryan? What'd you get up to for the 4th?
Well, normal red-blooded American stuff: grilled hamburgers and hot dogs, watched Independence Day. You know.
of course, Independence Day would be your July 4th movie, Ryan.
I've not seen that movie. I'm not knocking it.
No, that movie is amazing, all right? But you guys know I love stupid action movies, so.
Hey, no, I love Independence Day. I was actually really disappointed to find out that Will Smith passed up the second one to play Deadshot.
Yeah, second
that was a waste.
Kind of. I mean, it's not that I don't think that Will Smith could have played a good Deadshot. I just think that movie in general was just garbage.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, though, he actually made the better decision for his career, because as much as Suicide Squad was not great, it was better than the second Independence Day.
Oh, absolutely. It was going to be bigger than the second Independence Day anyways.
I don't have too much of a problem. I mean, he had a contractual obligation. He stuck to it. I can respect that, you know. So,
yeah,
he did carry most of it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Margot Robbie, but she, I don't know. It wasn't as big as the hype.
Well, I will say that I did not watch any movies on 4th of July. I spent the day watching the fireworks on the water, so I got a little lucky. I had a whole bunch of family in town. We got nice and drunk on the boat, and we watched the fireworks right there at downtown D.C.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, it was a blast. I can't complain.
I'm jealous. I was at my buddy's house, and we were having a fireworks battle with the neighbors.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was bad. Where the mortars just kept getting bigger and louder and more terrifying.
Someone was having a fun time over here. It was my side neighbor. So we're in a cul-de-sac, and right behind the cul-de-sac, butting up against my property, someone lives over there, and he's got this huge stretch of land. He was going nuts with the fireworks, which was great because we could sit out there and watch them for free. So it's pretty cool.
That sounds fun, man. I have to say, I do miss actually taking the time and setting off fireworks, like, in your backyard. It's a big deal here, though, because, like D.C., I can't remember exactly what's going on, but I remember that here in the D.C. area, or Maryland and Virginia, the DMV area, there's definitely, like, some sort of controversy about fireworks. Like, everyone's going out and buying them and, like, protesting with fireworks right now. So,
yeah. The National Guard had him locked down in D.C. to go by federal, or not federal, but by well, I guess municipal order, because that's not really a state. You couldn't set off any fireworks within the city limits due to the rioting. Thanks a lot.
Did y'all see LA?
PC World.
I did not.
So LA, apparently the entire city of LA, the mayor has said fireworks is canceled. And of course, fireworks along with everything else in the world is outlawed there. But good old Americans still went out and were lighting up the entire city with fireworks. And I guess they had LAPD air in the sky with the helicopter, just recording the city from the air. And it is literally every single block shooting off fireworks, and it looked like a fireworks show across the entirety of LA. It was amazing.
That's pretty cool. It's good to know that there's still some decent red-blooded Americans in California.
Well,
so we are still having some problems.
Take away a lot of stuff, but you can't take away the fireworks.
I know. Fireworks is like something that's almost a staple. It's almost as much of a staple as alcohol here in America.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Pretty wild, too. Like, you know, I remember when Georgia, you know, you couldn't get fireworks in Georgia. So, of course, every year we'd go out to,
Alabama.
Sorry, we're driving, and my wife apparently doesn't know north from south.
I thought most cars pretty much told
you
what direction
you
were going, though.
You would think it's not that huge, but it's actually a huge difference.
I thought all cars pretty much told you what direction you were going, now.
Oh, yeah, we're clear. Yeah. She's got a GPS screen and everything. She just she's trying to blame it on me, guys. She's trying to blame it on me.
Yeah, they show there's a word for that, Jesse. Oh, right, marriage.
You're talking to James. Jesse's not on yet. We're still having technical difficulties getting James on.
I think Jesse just hates us.
No, I don't think he just hates us. I think it's literally
he's like, man, I've hosted the last 10 shows. You guys are on your own this time.
I mean we could take it over. It would be an interesting episode without Jesse. He would have to sit here and listen to us talk shit about him for like an hour.
Oh yeah. It's funny because Jesse's the one that comes up with the agenda, you know?
He's normally the one that starts picking on me, so I'm glad to sit here and just talk shit where he can't talk back.
Yeah, usually by now, like 8 minutes in, we're usually talking about your mother or something.
I know. He always starts talking about my mother. What the hell is wrong with that man?
So be honest. Be honest, man. Is your mom hot or what? Because I'm like curious now.
If she wasn't my mother, I would not find her attractive. That's just me.
Oh, you hear that, Mom?
But I think that if
she's
I said
there
it
right
any
now going,
way,
man, I
gave
birth
sound very
to the son
incestual. It would sound pretty gross. So,
man, I gave.
It's like
I
that scene in
9 months.
James Having Bob, where he talks the guy into saying he would screw the goat.
Oh yes! Oh my God!
If you were a goat, would you have sex with a goat?
All right. On a scale of 1 to Oedipus.
All right, give me one second. I'm gonna try and call Jesse in here for us. You guys keep on talking. I'm gonna see if I can get Jesse fixed up.
So you want to hear what bull crap I got into last week? Man,
I do.
So around a month ago, I bought my dream truck. Okay, I got a 2019 Dodge Ram Limited, bells and whistles, super fancy. I got it at a super low price, and super low mileage. I mean, it was nuts. Well, on Thursday, I'm driving, of course, in the city, and this guy that's high on LSD and X slams into the back of me while we're stopped in traffic on the interstate. Like, he is going so fast, he did not even brake. He had to have been going 50+. And so now I suspect my brand new truck is totaled. And And so he runs into the back of me. You know, I'm seeing stars. I'm like, I don't even know what happened. Something just exploded in the back. And then I look back, there's smoke everywhere, and I just see his car backing up. And he's not trying to run. He's just like, he put it in reverse and just let it coast. And he coasted back about 50 feet and hit the car that's like stopped behind him, like 50 feet away, you know? So of course I get out and I'm running over to him. I'm like, are you okay? And he's trying to hug everybody. Like, there's a bunch of people that stopped, got out, made sure he was all right. And he's trying to hug them all. And I go up to him, and his eyes are super dilated. He tries to hug me. I'm like, no, don't touch me, bro. He tries to hug me again, so I can push him off. And then, you know, of course, you know, I'm like, okay, there's something wrong with this guy. Well, let me go check on the third guy that he hit. And so I go check on him, and he's like, I'm all right, bro, but what is that guy doing? I turn around, and the guy that hit me is now climbing into my truck, like on the driver's side.
What?
So I'm like, what is going on? So I run over, I pull him out of my car, and I'm like, what is wrong with you? And he goes, I love you. And then he grabs my ass, okay, full on just grabs my ass, and then he starts walking, not running. He's not running away. I cannot stress this enough. He's not running away. He literally walks in the middle of the lane on the interstate with cars flying all around him, okay, just calmly taking a stroll down I-20 towards Atlanta while taking off his clothes.
What?
Like, he starts taking off his shirt, wraps it around his head like a turban, and then he keeps on walking, and then he takes off his pants, and then I can't see him anymore from there. And I'm like, okay, that dude is high as a kite. So,
sounds like a party.
I meet with the ambulance. They're like, you should probably go to the hospital. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going into Grady right now, especially in the heart of Atlanta, the weekend before 4th of July with all the protests and everything. So I'm just going to go home, go to urgent care. I'm good. And later on, I find out that Georgia State Patrol found him naked hiding in a school library nearby that's about like a mile away. So,
oh,
there's
crap.
That.
Wow.
That is definitely an interesting story, without a doubt. Can't say I have anything to top that one.
Brand new truck, bro. 16,000 miles. Barely a month and a half old. I'm so upset.
16,000 or 1,600?
16,000 miles. Well, brand new for me. Like, I got it used
still
at a really cheap price.
16,000 still ain't that many miles. It's basically
a
brand
new car.
Well,
I know. It's not bad at all. I just was like, for a new car?
Yeah, no, that's a good
either
point.
Way,
I mean, that's... But yeah, no, I can't say. I mean, I've had a lot of car accidents, and there are definitely some crazy people out there. But that dude was definitely on something. I mean, he had to have taken like copious amounts of like acid and shrooms or something. Because I can't say I've ever had anybody hit me and then try and reach into my window and pull me out of my car and then grab my ass and tell me they love me.
Yeah, you know what? You would think that in all of my time policing, especially in Metro Atlanta, I would have had somebody high or drunk try to grab my ass. I can honestly say I've never had that before until last Thursday. It took me by surprise, and it's very hard to take me by surprise, you know, possible concussion and all. But like, I was like, what just happened? Did that really just happen? And it wasn't like a nice, you know, short little, you know, hey, good game, like butt pat or anything. He full on five fingered my cheeks, and I was dumbfounded, and I don't think I've ever used that word to describe me before.
Well, all right. Well, that definitely sucks with the new truck, man.
Oh. Man, Jeff, are you on?
Or something. What the heck?
Well, I guess we might have to do this one without Jesse, guys.
Done. I'm fixing this.
Well, listeners, I swear we did have a good show planned for you guys, but now you're just gonna have
technically
listen to a headless.
It is still planned.
Well, first all rule right, of
so
radio. We gotta keep talking on the radio.
Can y'all hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Guys. All right, so
is he here?
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Oh,
so,
there you
okay. Are. I think what happened was when Tyler and I both went to go live, it put both of us on at the same time, and then it ended up kicking me off of Blog Talk for whatever reason. And I've been spending this whole time trying to figure out what is going on and why. So apologize for that, guys. I have no clue what happened. But, I had my mic set up, everything. I had our, whole thing set up for our guests and everything. All his music was uploaded to the site. And I don't know what happened to it, but I was going through my settings and everything, and it seemed like it was fine. I could hear y'all on my end. And then every time I was talking, it was showing it into the laptop, but it was not showing any, type of way. And every time I tried to send myself an invite to the show, it wouldn't work either way. So, but I'm here.
Well, better late than never. Hurry up and say something about his mom.
I was frantically typing. I looked like somebody at NASA trying to type in a secret agent code, trying to get in before he could drop any mom bombs on there for me. So, yeah, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. But we're all here and accounted for now, right? I mean, I'm just assuming I see everybody's number logged on. So, anyways, guys and gals, sorry about that. Thank you for joining the Order 2020. This is not us by any means. This is all Blog Talk Radio. This is actually the second time we had to go live, trying to figure out what the hell is going on with all that. But we have a pretty good show for you. It's a little bit extended. I made it extended because of these technical difficulties. So we'll get this back up and running again. We have a pretty cool guy going to be joining us on tonight. Tyler and I used to work with him back in the day. Derek Parkey. You remember Derek. Tyler's joining back on as the host there. So, Tyler, are you still with us?
Yeah, you can. Can you hear me?
He is. Yes. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I love Derek. Awesome. I'm so glad that. How did you end up getting Derek?
So, it was a shot in the dark. We actually had another guest lined up to be on the show tonight, but he had to reschedule, and we had a secondary person lined up who was actually we've been in talks for a while. He works with ESPN and everything, and so we were actually going to see if by him coming on, but he had a special assignment, and he's not going to be back in town till Wednesday. So I started thinking about it. I was like, man, I got to fill in the spot. And I was like, you know what, Derek, he's been doing a lot of really cool things, artistically and with music and stuff. And he's a very interesting fellow, as you would say. And,
absolutely.
He's actually got a lot of good stuff going on right now. So I'm going to shoot him a text real quick and see if he's still good to go. Let me see here. I'm going to see what time I told him to call in on the show. Yeah, okay.
Well, that's okay. We still got at least another hour. In the meantime, we could go ahead and discuss some of the topics while we're waiting for our guests to show up that we had planned
absolutely
for the day.
And Tyler, go ahead and send me an invite to the site and see if that works. I don't know what is going on with my side, so I don't know.
Sure, just shoot me. Oh, I see you. You're on there. You've already sent an invite. You should be able to just click the link directly.
Yeah, for some
reason. It's okay. You're
connected.
Let's not mess around with it too much already. Let's just stick with it for now. I can monitor everything from this end. So.
All right, cool. Yeah, so we have a pretty cool show. Derek has got some pretty good music that he's actually put out there. You can find him on iTunes, or you can go onto your Android phone, or wherever you like to listen to live stream music and everything and actually see what he's got going on. But he's actually working on some new stuff now, and I actually listened a little bit to it earlier, and it's pretty cool. I actually had it ready for the site, but for some reason Blog Talk Radio again doesn't really have, you know, their shit together, I guess you could say. But I think Derek's calling in now. Tyler's screening the call. Tyler's probably getting his little heart on because he's missed Derek so much. So we'll let him have a second there.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we had Derek, and we do have Derek live coming on now, just FYI.
Awesome, awesome. Go ahead and bring him on in. Hey, Derek, how you doing, brother?
Good. How you doing, bro?
Pretty good, pretty good. You know, we were excited when we all started talking about having you on. I know Tyler especially because it's been some time since we've all been together. So first and foremost, I know we sent you some questions and stuff that we were going to ask for you, but what or who inspired you to start doing, you know, music artistically?
I guess it was really like, I guess Childish Gambino was the main one, just because he's kind of looked at as kind of like an underdog, you know what I mean? He doesn't look like he should be rapping. And then you see somebody like that, they do everything. That's kind of like, well, if he can do everything, why can't I try and do anything that I want to do?
Yeah, it's something I admire Childish about is he kind of came in as like a comedic entertainer, and then he just ran with it and just created his full entertainer persona, and it was interesting because he was always that goofy comedian who just did weird shit, and then he just became like this really awesome rapper R&B artist. You know, he's just killer, and I have to give him props for that.
Absolutely, Childish Gambino is one of my favorites. So, you know, as far as, you know, your own brand, I know every artist has their style of music and what they want people to kind of see or kind of follow them on. Do you fashion your brand after, you know, any one artist in particular, or is it just something that you just want to do yourself?
I try and be myself most of the time. I'm pretty awkward anyway. But I do look at just like how other artists, like their analytics work, like engagement-wise and, like, what gets people to, like, you know what I mean? To react to what they post or, like, what meme or how outrageous can people get before they're, you know, quote-unquote canceled? That's what really I'm trying to figure out.
Well, I've listened to a lot of your stuff, you know, even before tonight when you first dropped your first album there with some singles that you had on there. And I liked it. I thought it was pretty awesome. I wasn't surprised because I know you had a lot of talent in the industry and everything, but going into what you dropped that people could download and listen to, where can they go to get your music at?
Oh, like pretty much anywhere. Most of my, Tidal, iTunes, Apple Music, all that. But I know I got different stuff on my SoundCloud. Like, it's just a lot of different sporadic. SoundCloud is more like a diary, so there you can find, like, more, like, introspective, like, tracks and stuff.
That's
cool, actually. That's a cool way to do it.
Yeah, my brother actually uses SoundCloud as well, and it's a pretty new-age way to do things, but it's pretty awesome because you can actually get, you know, everything that you need for your, you know, listeners and people who want to follow you and everything, too. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, with COVID, you know, 19, everything going around, the coronavirus, blah, 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 you know, with COVID, has it made it harder or easier for you to work on, you know, your individual projects and stuff you got going on?
Well, I know when it first started, it was, like, it was cool because, you know, I tattooed. So, like, tattooers work, like, pretty much, like, every day usually. And then for me to have to not work for, like, 3 weeks, I discovered a lot about, like, just lyrically where I want to go, like, how much, like, I don't know. I just pretty much just figured out what I want to do as opposed to just, like, you know, people make music where they just rhyme and the beat sounds nice, but, like, they're not talking about anything. I don't know. It's just that, like, few weeks where they had to shut everything down and Kemp was, like, acting, you know, rational. That's what I did a lot. But now it's pretty cool just because I guess I'm back at work now, so it's pretty challenging trying to balance it, but it's cool. I don't feel forced to perform, to try and find a place to perform, though, because nobody can be close to anybody. So it's like now everybody has to listen to your stuff. It's like, you know what I mean?
It's kind of like how Bruno Mars was when he came out with his stuff, and he just kind of just came out with that Doesn't Feel Like Doing Anything song or whatever it was called, and they just kind of went with it and then put it out there, you know, after uploading it, you know, and it's, I see what you're meaning on that too, but I mean, you've always kind of had that artistic feel for music, you know, and, you know, with that being said, how long does it take for you to work on a single track, you know, and on top of that, which one is your favorite one?
It probably takes me like anywhere from like 15 minutes to like 3 days. Because I can make a beat and sit on it for like literally like 2 days and be like, I have no clue if I even belong on this. And then there's cases where like the latest one, I guess, that I like the most right now is that the Everyday Juneteenth like track that I sent you earlier, because I made that one in like maybe like 30 minutes, the beat and everything. Like I mixed it, I mastered everything, and then I was like, yo, this sounds pretty dope. And I don't know, it was a
really
full moon
good.
That night.
it was really good. I mean, you were very like, you know, like you were very into the music. Like you could tell, you hear the passion behind your voice and what you were trying to exemplify and trying to send a message out to people in that music, you know, and taking a stand and really kind of taking the moment, you know, with everything that we're going through as a society. So it was actually, I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. The beat was good.
Cool.
The lyrics were spot on.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, I sent my buddy, I don't know if you heard the singer Teddy Swims. He's like one of my best friends.
Teddy's killing it right now.
Yeah, he's one of my best friends, dude. But
dude, Teddy's killing it right
now.
So is Adonijah.
Yeah, Adonijah, bro. Adonijah's like, he's blossomed so much, bro. I'm so proud of him.
I'm proud of both of them. They're both killing it right now. If you guys have not heard Teddy Swims, you guys need to check him out on YouTube. He is back and forth dropping tracks, and he is absolutely killing it right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's pretty
right.
He's a good person.
As an artist, are you looking forward to putting, you know, your work live, like actually going out and performing, you know, in front of people when this whole COVID thing's done, or you mainly just want to be like a, let me just stream my stuff and then see what happens in the near future?
I'm trying to go to Rolling Loud next year, bro.
Oh, buddy.
that's like, I got to make like one, like Old Town Road type song for that shit to happen. I've been that, but like, it'd be cool.
Yeah. I guess, I could
sure.
see you, I could see you riding a horse and wearing some chaps, bro. I could see you doing it, man. Maybe you could do, you know, like a score, you know, work on like somebody's old school stuff and come back out with like maybe Rock the Mic or something like that, you know, like Derek version.
Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion just did that one. She remixed like Eazy-E's track, and that was like on the billboards in like a day. It was crazy.
Yeah, I had to explain to a friend of mine through social media that Fergie's Fergalicious song is not an original, that she actually stole it from JJ Flatt back in the day, Supersonic. So
what?
And yeah, she nobody. If you haven't heard it, listen to Fergalicious, and then go and listen to JJ Flatt. It's called Supersonic.
I can hear it in my head right now.
Yes, it's exactly the same thing.
Right,
it's the same song, and she stole it. Fergie stole it.
It's okay, Fergie.
So,
we still love
it's okay, Fergie. We still love you.
Well, she is single now, so you know, Derek, there is hope if you're looking in that direction there. So, just throwing it out there. So, with everything you got going on, I know you sent me the one earlier that we were talking about, you know, for your new track. What other projects are you currently working on?
I'm working on like kind of like a self-produced album because I was trying to connect with this engineer. His name's like Lee Rouse. He's pretty good to make some more music, because I have a song with him called Midnight Creepin'. That song people kind of really like a lot. Like it's busting in like Moscow. I don't know why, but yeah,
it's weird
it's
how some of those work,
like,
man.
Like Ukraine really fucks with my SoundCloud.
Well,
but,
we actually have a large following in Germany, but I'm pretty sure it's because of Tyler. and how he's blue-eyed and blonde-haired, you know, so.
Tyler's pretty. Because he has that smile.
I don't have blue eyes, though. I wish I did.
They're brown. They're brown.
Well, you know, in our eyes, Tyler's still that blonde-haired, blue-eyed person, I guess you could say. But
so yeah,
I'm gonna maybe in Jesse's head. Wet dreams. Maybe in Jesse's wet dreams.
Tyler swipes right, I swipe left.
No.
Mic drop on that one.
Oh my god.
All right, so anyways, your project, you're trying to get on
and
work with
I'm
a new engineer, so.
Yeah, I'm going to try and drop it this month. It's probably going to be like middle of the month, kind of. But, just call it
how
DES.
Much? Okay.
What?
So I actually have a question.
How much work have you put out there?
You said what?
How much work have you put out there? I was going to ask you, because you were talking to him earlier about his process and, like, how he makes songs. I wanted to ask you, you said it takes anywhere from, like, 30 minutes to 3 days for you to make a track. How long do you sit on a track before you release it?
Oh, sometimes I'll release it as soon as I'm done. Like, I have, like, a lot of – that's a lot of where my SoundCloud is. I'll wake up in the morning. I'll try and make a song a day. Like, I'll find a YouTube beat that I really like, and I'll just – make something over it, and if I don't like it, I vault it. If I do like it, I might like post a snippet, and if I really like it, then I'll post it like on my like SoundCloud type thing. But
so, what is your username on SoundCloud so people could find you on there?
Oh, it's just Buster BUSTRR. Buster.
Very cool. I think
like
I see you on there. There you go.
That gave it to me.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, when I heard your first album when you came out and, you know, kind of self-promoted and sent it out on social media and everything and kind of was like, hey, let me know what y'all think and stuff, you know. And I thought it was very well done. I mean, I know at the time you were, like, working and, you know, like, trying to be a tattoo artist and everything. But then when I heard the music, I was like, I really hope he continues to pursue this because he's got – a lot of talent in that area.
Oh,
so,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. So I'm very proud of you, and I wish you the best of luck. And continue to send us some new like music and stuff, man. And maybe even in the future, you could like work on something or send us some like a sample. You know, for our show, we'll play it like every single time. And
make y'all beats and everything.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Just put something on there, like you know. The Order 2020 where, you know, Jesse's awesome and then Tyler's gay and something like that.
Oh, God.
Not that there's anything wrong with being gay.
I mean, it's entirely true. That's entirely true. There's nothing wrong with being gay. That's entirely true. There's nothing. What Derek just said was entirely true. There's nothing wrong with being gay.
Well, I like how Tyler just came out and supported my statement there. You know, Tyler, I know this is not how you wanted to come out, but I'm very proud of you.
Jesse, every day my hatred for you grows deeply.
It's okay.
Wow.
Your mother still loves me. That's all that matters.
And by hatred, he means something else.
There we go. There's the mom joke I was waiting for.
There it is.
My mother doesn't even know your name.
Well, you know, sometimes it's all the same.
Wasn't you streaming it last night?
Ooh.
I'm leaving now.
All right, everybody, if you want to follow and listen to Derek's music, you can definitely do that on SoundCloud, where his name is Buster with two R's. You can find that way.
Spotify,
also,
everywhere.
He's got some awesome music on there, too. We'll be playing a track at the end of the show as well. A little bit of sample clips and stuff. We'll try and bring it back in the next show as well so people can hear those samples, you know, that way you can see what Derek has put out there. And it's definitely awesome. I know the second round of stuff is going to be pretty awesome too. So listen to him there, hit him up, follow him, download it, and help this man get to where he should be. And it's one of the next top artists coming out of the ATL.
I appreciate you. That's crazy. Blessed,
yeah, Derek,
I got you, brother.
We wish you nothing but blessings, brother. Nothing but blessings.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, yeah. My Instagram name is B is in like band, BVSTRR, because for some reason there's already an account with the BUSTRR. But yeah. Thanks, guys, for having me on. Really appreciate y'all. And it's real nice talking to y'all. It's crazy that we took so long to even reconnect. It's crazy how the day just happened.
It did. It is crazy. Life is weird, man. That synchronicity type situation where things just fall into place.
Yeah.
That's so, cool. But, yeah, dude, thanks for coming on. And if anything, make sure that, like, wherever we post this, we could just try and make sure that we try and put your socials and stuff on there as well, your social media links.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. It's, and again, you know, it's kind of crazy that it's taken this long for, like you said, for all of us to connect. And, you know, I mean, Tyler came out of the closet. He lives in Baltimore and everything. And I'm proud of everybody.
I don't know why he would move from the gay capital.
I just think that he doesn't listen to me, because I've told him so many times
he
I
lives
don't
in Fort
live
Washington.
In Baltimore.
He lives in Fort Washington, which is named after Fort Washington, the base. So, there you go. See, I know my
well,
geography.
Thank you. Oh, my God. That's not geography. All right.
Hey,
well,
cool.
Thanks.
Yes, thank you, Derek.
Thanks for having me on, y'all.
Your stuff at the end of the show, and again, you know, hit us up anytime. We'll probably have you come back on again soon. And if you do have any major projects or anything, where you do have like a live stream, or if you plan on having something like that going on for your, you know, following and everything, just let us know, and you know, we'll definitely help promote that as well.
All right, that's what's up. I appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. All right, I got you, brother.
All right, I'll be texting you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Text back to you, man. And thanks again. That was Derek Parkey, also known as Buster with two R's. He's going to be doing his own deal there on SoundCloud. I know he was on iTunes for a while. I'm going to see if I can find the music that I had for the first album. But he's very talented. He's got a lot of good you know, mixes and beats and everything. But even the two you know, the two samples that he sent me, I listened to earlier, I was actually taken back. I was like, wow. He sent me an instrumental, and then he sent me a an actual single, his newest project, and I just thought it was awesome. So we'll definitely share it amongst each other and to everyone else as well. So, but along goes the show. As we've already heard, you know, we've introduced Derek, and we've reintroduced the world, or Tyler to the world, as Tyler the Flamboyant, no longer Tyler the Creator. And
I accept.
Very proud of you. Very proud of you. So it's Fort Washington. Okay, so we talked last time, Fort Washington. Is it in Maryland, or is it like, you know, like a D.C. type situation where it sits in between Virginia and Maryland?
No, it's technically on the Maryland border. I'm literally like 10 minutes from the I'm literally 10, 15 minutes from the D.C. Virginia line.
I see.
So we
That's
call it, so us natives, since I live here now, us natives, we refer to it as the DMV, the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area.
The DMV, huh? Interesting. What's the V stand for?
Virginia.
Okay, just want to make sure. Just had to clarify it. Just had to clarify it there.
I kind of just said that, but okay.
You know, I know what the D stands for, but, you know, the V, you just have to make sure, so.
Oh, my gosh.
So we actually had a lot of assignments that we kind of divvied out, and I'm kind of glad that I didn't have a major one with everything that we had going on at the beginning of the show, because that really kind of spoiled some time, unfortunately. Thanks, Blog Talk. So we're going to go ahead and hand it off to the patient but impatiently waiting Ryan here in just a second. But first and foremost, Shannon, I just want to say hello. It's the first time I've heard you on the podcast while driving. You can give James the middle finger for me if you want. Just make sure you have the other hand on the wheel. So.
Oh, sure, did. We already made it home after she took us on a 15-minute detour going south instead of north.
You know, my wife did that not too long ago. She was actually driving home from Florida, and they took the long route, and they ended up going to Alabama. Well, they ended up going all the way up to 285 to come back down. That's, the GPS is old and outdated there. So, but anyways, Ryan, tell us what you got, man. I know you have your stuff that you've been working on. You've been texting me about it a little bit before the show. So let everybody know what it is that you got for us today.
Yes, so my assignment was to find out the effects of television shows and COVID-19, be it cancels or renewals or whatever the case may be. And in particular, the Game of Thrones spinoff, the, what is it, House of Dragon. So, you'll be good to know, we got good news and bad news on the House of Dragon front, in that it is still in the contemplative process, and by that I mean they are writing it. No production at all, aside from pre-production stuff. So COVID really hasn't affected it. It's still on schedule to be released in 2022 at this point. Depending,
awesome.
I mean, all of this is going to be filmed in Ireland and England, so it's going to really depend on how bad COVID is over there when they start production. They're supposed to start filming late next year, so we'll see what happens on that front. That is the
Very
only
cool.
officially announced one. And they, you know, HBO is working on 4 other ones, but nothing officially announced at this point. I know you know that the Long Night got canceled, but they're not doing that one. So, which honestly was the most interesting one in my opinion. So, I don't know.
Absolutely.
We'll see what happens here.
Right. I
Captain
hear a lot of
Ben,
breathing.
A lot of
there.
On my side.
No, it's not you. It's not you. I think it's James.
I think it's James.
No, I was
you
muted.
Okay, man?
No, I was muted.
Oh, no.
I mute myself when I'm not talking.
I mute myself when I'm not talking too. Because I know
yeah,
I don't want.
So
I know when I'm not wanted to be heard.
Well, I heard like it sounded like Darth Vader was hiding in my closet or something. I was like, what the fuck? All right. So anyway,
I'm pretty sure
ahead,
it's the FBI agent that's just monitoring all the calls.
Yeah, the one that kicked us off of the, you know, yeah, that makes sense. So, all right, what else did you have for us as far as the TV shows and everything goes?
Well, so not a lot of cancellations of high-profile stuff. A lot of little things, you know, things that would have been canceled anyways. But the big-profile ones that I found are Arrow, didn't get canceled per se, but it didn't get renewed beyond its season. They officially renewed it for its final season, which was this last season that finished up here a couple months ago, I think. And that was it for Arrow. Vikings, which is a great show if you haven't seen it, is officially been canceled on the History Channel.
Oh, man.
BoJack Horseman.
Oh, that's
depressing. Vikings is a great show.
Yeah.
I would argue it's better than Game of Thrones.
I don't know if I go that far, but
I don't know. I wouldn't go that far, but I will say it's probably the first and probably the best show that history's put out as far as their, you know, broadcasting TV series goes.
Yeah, it's a good show. BoJack Horseman and Dear White People on Netflix are both a little higher profile shows that got the canceled this year due to COVID. Homeland, which I've never actually watched, but a lot of people talk about. So that was a higher profile show. And then The Magicians, which I haven't watched, but my wife says is adult Harry Potter, and she loves it. Apparently a lot of good-looking guys and gals on that show. So that's on Sci-Fi.
Interesting.
A lot of shows got picked up officially for a final season. Like Lucifer. Originally, I believe it was on CW. I could be wrong about that, but Netflix renewed it for one final season and is producing it. And same thing with Shit.
Interesting.
Which is not a curse. That's the name of the family. Shit is their name. It's S-C-H-I-T-T. If you haven't watched it, it's really funny. It's not the best show out there, but it's pretty funny. It's a lot of big name actors, and basically these rich folks from LA lose all their money and end up living in this one thing that their lawyers left them. It's this little hotel chain in this podunk town, and it's called Schitt's Creek. So it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's actually really funny. It's got Eugene Levy and his son is actually
Yeah.
One of the co-stars, Dan Levy. And then for people who love Home Alone, Catherine O'Hara is the co-star in there. And then I think they have, what's his,
she's the
mayor or something, Chris Elliott. Chris Elliott, the really weird, you know, redneck-looking dude, is also pretty funny in there as well. And I think, isn't his daughter Sarah Levy in the show too? I'm pretty sure she's in it.
I think so. I don't know, to be honest with you. I've watched about a season and a half of it, but not enough to know the actors. You know, it says right here that she's in there.
Yeah. She plays Twyla Sands. So she comes in a little bit later, but she's in the show as well. So, but yeah, Eugene Levy's hilarious.
Talk about nepotism.
I've seen that show; it's pretty good. But his son Dan Levy is so great in that show. He does a great job.
Yeah, the show's great. It's funny. I'm enjoying it, so I'm kind of bummed about that one. But you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
A lot of renewals. I'm thinking that this is good for I don't know. I think it's pretty good COVID-19 for television because a lot of people are watching stuff. The problem is that there was a lot of stuff in production. And so it's all coming out at this point, but as production can't really pick up, it's going to be harder and harder to get more of this content. So that's unfortunately the problem with all the great Netflix shows like Stranger Things and, a whole bunch of their shows right now is they're completely frozen in filming. They can't make anything. That's the same thing with Disney Plus. You know, Disney Plus has got a great lineup of stuff coming up, but nothing can be filmed right now. So,
yeah,
I mean, a lot of things got renewed. But the question is production on it. So, you know, I've got a whole bunch of stuff that got renewed. A whole bunch of the CW Arrowverse shows got renewed. Batwoman, although ironically, they didn't keep the main character. What's her name? Ruby Rose. They're casting a new person. And it's not even the same character. It's going to be a different character within that verse. It's going to take over the mantle of Batwoman. But, you know, Black Lightning, Supergirl, The Flash all got renewed for new seasons this year. So, I mean, people are watching it. The 100, which is a great show, that got renewed. Disney Plus, Mandalorian, I think it launched last year and finished earlier this year, but it officially got renewed for a second season and is almost done filming, apparently. That's coming out later on this year. That's a great show, too, by the way.
Yes, it is, yeah. Absolutely. I think that Disney's got some pretty good lineups, and I think they were starting to film before the whole COVID crisis started. So hopefully John Favreau has gotten a lot of that done, and it's just minor, you know, editing and things that he can just do, you know, with CGI and all that stuff to go ahead and get it pushed forward, because I would love to have Mandalorian. I mean, just think of what would happen. Disney Plus dollars would blow through the roof with the second season being released. Whether it come out in like a couple months to this fall, you know, it's just, it would be, because it's something new. It's something new that people are craving to have. Is something new, you know?
Yeah, well, we were supposed to get Winter Soldier, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and WandaVision this year before Mandalorian in November. I don't think that's happening at this point because there has been no buzz. None of them are canceled. They're all still in post-production, but, you know, reshoots and stuff like that, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, you know, Disney having all that money, they'll save it somehow.
Early next year, and then, they had all kinds of stuff lined up coming right back to back. And they actually, in 2021, get the licensing back for the Defenders. So Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, they can reintroduce all that.
Well, as long as Ben Affleck doesn't come back, I'll be happy with that, so. It'd be fine.
Yeah.
He ruined that role for me for a while. So that's good to hear. So good work on that one. As we hear that the HBO is not going to scratch Targaryen's series. And, you know, we've also got a lot of exciting projects and things that are being saved. So COVID has really not really impacted the TV industry as far as renewals and cancellations. And Netflix has even come back and said, hey, look, we will take what we think is your crap and make it into gold. They've done it a few times in the past, and I'm sure they'll continue to do it here and there. Tyler has got some pretty cool stuff. I asked him to look into some, you know, what are the top played games here in 2020, especially with COVID going on. And I thought that the number one game was actually kind of a shock. And I'll explain the reason why once Tyler goes through his little bit of information. So, Tyler, go ahead and share that with everybody.
Okay, great. I'd be happy to share all five. Real quick, before I jump into this five, there was a question I did want to ask Ryan about what he researched, because I think this might be interesting and on topic for him. With all the coronavirus going on and with all these movies being renewed, do you feel like any of these new movies or new shows or new series that are going to be renewed that have been bought and we know they're going to be coming out, do you feel like this coronavirus is going to cause any of these productions to go more towards CGI and less live action because of...
It's an interesting question. Personally, I don't think higher production ones like Disney or Netflix will do that. I think stuff like CW, and I'm not banging on CW. I was a huge fan of Smallville, but they're B-tier, you know. I mean, you know, anything network television at this point, I think they're going to look at cutting corners, and I think that's one thing. Although, it's almost cheaper nowadays to pay an actor than it is to produce CG, with CG being the quality that it is. It's going to change a lot of the rules of acting. The Screen Actors Guild has pretty much laid down the law about any kind of nudity or sex scenes or anything like that, where they're not going to be able to do that kind of stuff. They're basically, the Screen Actors Guild has basically said it's not happening. So, you know,
yeah,
that
yeah.
whole union thing is going to, basically it's going to say that stuff doesn't happen, and it's, you know, writers are going to have to come up with ways to get around that kind of thing. But, you know, again, to answer your question, I don't see something like Disney. I mean, Disney already does really high quality CG anyways, but Disney is good because of its live action stuff. And I don't see them foregoing that. I don't see Netflix doing that either. You know, Lost in Space, while a lot of CG, that show is great because it's all practical. So I don't necessarily
exactly.
see the quality of that changing so much as, I think if you're going to have to learn new ways of doing it, instead of, you know, 30 people working in the workshop, they'll have one guy building it, and they'll have, you know, they'll bring it in and have other people look at it and make sure that it's up to snuff and what it needs to be. I think it'll take longer to do stuff, but I don't think it's going to change the process too much.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm not,
great.
You know,
well,
I don't know anything, but that's my opinion.
Okay, I was just curious. It's just something that popped in my head, and I wanted to get that out, but I didn't want to interrupt Jesse. So, but to get back on to what I researched, I picked out, not so much picked out, I actually researched probably about five different articles and multiple different videos about what the top-selling games are, looked at the different stacks, the statistics. I checked out Forbes, Washington Post, checked out Steam statistics. And with these top five, I think I'm going to start with the bottom and go down because I kind of want to build the anticipation for the first one, even though I wasn't a surprise for the first one. But I think you'll find number five pretty interesting. In the number five spot, I found that I put Counter-Strike. And the reason I put Counter-Strike is because Steam has actually recognized this game as one of the largest beneficiaries of the increased viewership because of COVID. Because since everyone's stuck inside and everyone's getting their special stimulus checks, one of the most bought things because of these stimulus checks is gaming systems and games. And the majority of people who are stuck at home, guess what they're doing? They're playing games. So Counter-Strike has actually broken two records of their own records just this past month because of how many people have jumped on Steam and started playing it again. They reached over 1 million concurrent players every month currently. That's where they're at right now, and they're actually breaking records even from their launch date still. So that's it. I have that one in place to number five. People are eating it up right now. The next one is number four. That one's COD, Call of Duty, Warzone.
Yep.
Obviously, that one's one of the biggest games being played right now. If you compare it to Apex Legends when it came out, you're talking within the first 3 days when Warzone dropped, it did 50% more than Apex Legends, which was one of the biggest battle royale games to ever come out. So it did 15 mil within the first 3 days, and then Apex did 10 mil within its first 3 days. So it just blew that one out of the water. So and then my next two, I actually want to do three and two together because I found that, you know, if you look at Call of Duty and you look at Counter-Strike, those are kind of like multiplayer games. Those are people who, those are games that people can play together online and enjoy each other's company and talk to each other. But the two that are in second and third place are more story driven. So you got Last of Us. Last of Us 2 is one of the most one of the most anticipated games of this year, hands down. That one falls in the number three spot, and that's for sure one of the most played games right now, without a doubt. And then you also have in the number two spot, the second, or in my opinion, the most anticipated game for this year, Final Fantasy VII Remake. And I'm pretty sure Ryan's on board with me on that one. That one is in the number two spot.
Thinking about it again.
Yeah, I know. I haven't even had time to even touch it yet. I have paid for it. I've bought it. It's downloaded on my system, and I haven't even touched it aside from playing the demo when it was released, and that's it. Right. And I'm really depressed that I haven't touched it.
I mean, that is my game of the year this year so far. And I haven't finished The Last of Us yet, but they did such a fucking I'm sorry. I don't know if we're allowed to curse or not. Such a great game.
Yeah, you're good.
We're allowed to say whatever we want.
Yeah, you're good.
Sorry, I get excited because that game is just mind-bogglingly good. They did such an amazing job with it. I'm sorry I didn't mean to override you, Tyler, but game was good.
Ryan, I was expecting when I mentioned that one for us to both go into a tangent about how awesome Final Fantasy is. So, I am not upset at all. Don't worry.
So, and also to build on what Tyler's saying, I think two reasons why COD and Counter-Strike has made it so high on that list is because they're also both mobile games as well that can actually be played on some of their servers. So that's another big thing that Tyler is a proponent of, is that a lot of these games are going towards mobile, you know, gaming and everything. But go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah, no problem. And so number two is Final Fantasy VII Remake. And then coming in at number one, the one that Jesse is super surprised for, but to be honest, I personally was not surprised for it because I have so many friends who have told me that I need to jump on this game, play this game. Everyone's playing it. I literally had a 20-minute conversation with one of my friends out in Texas, and she was playing this game the entire time we were on the phone. I could hear the sounds in the background. I knew exactly what game it was. And that is Animal Crossing. Is by far the most played game during the coronavirus and is most likely going to be the biggest game of this year, in my opinion. Even though it's not a game that I'm huge about, I just think it's going to be the most appealing game to the masses right now.
So the reason why I was surprised on that, to now that you've got that number one thrown out there, is three reasons why. One, Nintendo is not the highest sold console or even with the handheld, the numbers combined is not bigger than Xbox or Sony alone. Two, Grand Theft Auto is one of the largest multiplayer online games of all time, where they have actually brought it out for a third generation console. And Fortnite was also in that opinion for me as well, as far as, you know, the amount of people who are playing it. And then three, I had no clue. I mean, I knew Animal Crossing was huge. Even when I worked at GameStop, I knew every time that came out, we were always sold out super fast. We'd always have pre-orders on that. So many people would come and buy it. I mean, it was crazy the amount of people and the following it has. But I had no clue that Animal Crossing would be this huge on a gaming platform, and I'm sure Nintendo is loving that.
Well, let me answer that. First off, you can't find Nintendo Switches in stock right now. They are selling like you wouldn't believe. It has been the number one selling console for about 4 months in a row now. It is because it's handheld and because it's the cheaper option, it is murdering the sales, which, I mean, almost everyone who's buying it right now is picking up Animal Crossing. Secondly, it's the perfect, easy, detachable game. I really thought that The Last of Us would take a bigger hit because it's about a virus spreading across the globe. Animal Crossing is just something that you can pick up, you can play, you can chill. There's not a lot to think about. Everyone loves it. I'm with Tyler. It's not my kind of game, but I can definitely see the appeal. And with Fortnite and Grand Theft Auto, those two games already have huge player bases that play consistently. Those folks are not going to leave Fortnite and Grand Theft Auto. They Animal Crossing is pulling in people who don't normally play games. And that's why it's so huge right now.
And wasn't it just released a few months ago, too? Is that another reason why we can kind of assume that it has such a large,
fan base right now? I think it was the month before.
Picked up steam on it.
That's kind of what's amazing about it is that it's only been out for so long and it has so much steam. But I also think that it is a little unfair to try to compare it to the player base of Grand Theft Auto because it is a completely different kind of game. I mean, you're talking about an entirely different crowd appeal. Grand Theft Auto is for the older crowd, whereas Animal Crossing is to appeal to everyone.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, too, is that I'm surprised that for the first time in a very, very long time, we can actually say that Nintendo has a number one position in gaming right now. I mean, if you think about it, it's very rare, and it usually happens once or twice every other year or couple of years. But to have it to where it comes out during the middle of a console announcement, Xbox Week 2, I believe, or in the middle of or close to Xbox Week, you have all these things announced, and you have all these big games that have been released, and even the announcement of Crash Bandicoot, you can pre-order the Mamba Forever Edition for NBA 2K, and the fact that 2K has also announced that they're going to have a golf game coming out too. All these things, and then Animal Crossing is outdoing all the pre-order sales, all the sold sales, all the gaming play, online play. And I can get why Nintendo Switches are selling out because you have families at home who are quarantined. It's a great, fun device to play on. It is portable when you want it to be. And it is one of the consoles that you can have no argument on. So if mom and dad want to watch TV, you pick the Switch up, you go to your room and you play it, and you can still do whatever you want to do. And everybody's happy with it. And they've got so many great games. But I had no clue that Animal Crossing would be this huge for this long, as long as it has been out. So props to Nintendo. Yeah, that is what she said.
and something I would like to add, kind of like to Ryan's point here when he was talking about Nintendo and the handhelds and how much they've been selling. The reason I condensed it down to five was because when you look online and you look at the different people who have kind of like looked at all the games that people are playing, there's a lot of different consensus. And the five that I chose were the ones that were most common across the board. But the ones that I found more prevalent in all of them were Nintendo games. I mean, Mario Kart 8, Smash Bros. These are honorable mentions, essentially. Like, you're talking Zelda Breath of the Wild. These were all games that were on the top 10, top 20 lists online that I found, but they were all in the lower parts. But they were all across the board on these different lists. And it kind of shows you how much Nintendo has picked up. And I would argue to say that because of these stimulus checks and because of people's poor judgment on spending stimulus checks on gaming, that's why Nintendo is completely sold out across the board.
Yeah, and it was already a hard console to get, too, for a long time. So and the fact that it's, they came out with a large amount of increased inventory, and now Nintendo's like, hey, we're refilling our coffers again, guys. This is nice. Thanks, United States. So I think that's incredible. I hope that it continues to go that way, and I hope that Nintendo's favor continues to rise because I'd love to see Nintendo refill its coffers, repower, and come out with something awesome for its fans. And maybe not even have to come out with a new console, but just continue the broadening of great gaming for its consoles. And that brings us back to James here, which I know James had some stuff he had to do. During this whole time, we're all home. We're watching things. We're seeing TV shows. We're watching and re-upping and seeing what we like. We've talked about some shows in the past. James, what do you have as far as the number one shows that you're seeing for this 2020 year because of COVID?
All right. So this was actually a really, really difficult assignment because I had to go through like 15 different websites. My guess is that we've been in quarantine, quote-unquote quarantine, for so long that everybody is just watching whatever. Because some of the results I'm getting when you look up the stuff is like kind of just wild. Like across three different websites, they listed High School Musical as one of the most binge watched movies.
which I have not even thought about that movie since high school.
Well, no, there's a new one on Disney Plus now. They just put out
Twice. Is that what that is? Disney. Okay, because I was thinking that was the original high school. Yeah, but apparently there's just like so much. I don't know where I've been during this entire time. But they are coming.
So.
Yeah, they're coming out. They're putting a lot of shows on here that I've never even heard of. So this was a little bit difficult, but the consensus across most of the website is Tiger King is consistently rated one of the top bingeable shows right now. And then you have Friends,
cool.
The Office, a lot of the returning, I guess, reigning champions of streaming is like Office and Friends. Narcos made it on there. Narcos made it onto a couple sites too, which I was surprised because I didn't actually think there was after what's his face died, there was a whole lot of worth watching afterwards. I actually did not even finish the saga after Pablo Escobar died. So this was a little bit difficult. I'm not gonna lie.
Wait, Pablo Escobar dies at the end.
Pablo Escobar dies at like season 2.
Spoilers for 1980s. Pablo Escobar died.
You ruined it all for me.
Well, see,
I can't believe
it. I was one of the, I was a huge Narcos fan. When season 1 and 2 came out, and I watched that religiously just because the acting was so good and the storytelling was really compelling, even though it was a little bit, I read that it was a little bit exaggerated at parts, but at the end of season 2, spoiler alert for the last, 2 years.
And
he died.
To speak back on to what you were talking about, the actor he's talking about is Pedro Pascal, who's actually a very famous actor, but on September 11th, a lot of sad things last year. Of course, he was actually found dead. He was shot multiple times on a dirt road just outside of Mexico City. So it just kind of goes to show how crazy it is, that he's playing in a,
Wait, what?
That type of, he was found shot
no,
dead.
No, Pedro Pascal plays... Yeah. The Mandalorian. Are you thinking about the?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you thinking about the other guy?
No.
Are you thinking about the Pablo Escobar actor?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, that guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's how he died. He was shot several times. Yep.
The actor?
He said he was actually out filming locations for the 4th season, and that's when he was killed. He was shot multiple times.
Whoa! I was not aware of that.
It's actually his name. Is Carlos Munoz Portal is his name. I'm sorry. Yep.
Oh. Well. I was not aware of that. That was actually pretty. That's actually pretty crazy.
Yep. He was actually he was killed 3 years ago on September. On September 11th, he was killed. But September 17th, I think, is when they found him. Yeah, it's very sad.
Wow. Okay.
Very sad.
Well, that's one
way to bring us all down, Jesse.
That's
good job.
Yeah, that was that's quite depressing.
There's also a site for Mexican actors that died. So.
Oh. Yeah, I vaguely remember
Guillermo del Toro.
I didn't think that he was an actual actor though. But anyways, to lighten the mood a little bit, what was that? So there's that other show, that dating show, I think Love is Blind or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I never actually watched it, but that actually comes up pretty consistently across some sites too.
It's actually
from what
I
understand.
Good.
I had an ex wife.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's basically blind dates until you get to a point where you decide if you want to propose to them, and then you see them. Right,
you watched the
basically.
Show. Don't act like you haven't seen it, James.
I've never heard of the show until now. Like
it's,
when I started researching this stuff earlier, I've never seen it before. Is it worth watching?
Yes, it's okay. Go watch it. Some of it's filmed in Atlanta. You kind of get kind of caught up in some of the drama stuff. Tyler doesn't like it, which is fine.
I was forced to watch it, which is why I don't like it.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
that comes up. That comes up a couple times. And then there was actually a fan favorite that came up on a couple sites. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I actually really, really love that show. It's actually quite hilarious.
That got renewed too, by the way.
Oh, did it? Oh, that's good.
Awesome.
Yep.
Good.
It's got the next season in official. Which, ironic, in the world we live in that apparently hates cops, which I'm not at all advocating, but this is apparently the world we live in, 14 cop shows got renewed for a new season just the last couple of weeks. Anyways, thought I'd not comment on it.
Except for the show.
I'm just glad they kept the Live PD. Live PD, what they said, was dead for a little while, and then it resurrected 2 days later. So I was very happy about that.
I thought they canceled it.
At first A&E dropped Live PD, and then 2 days later, Live PD came over their Twitter and said that in fact they are coming back. They're not dead. So I was pretty happy about that.
Where'd they get picked up on?
I'm not sure. They didn't give when I saw they didn't give a lot of detail about it, but they did say on official Live PD Twitter says that don't worry, we're still coming back. More details to follow, and you know, reassure everybody that the show will go on. So thank goodness. I was very much looking forward to it, especially the Live PD Fugitives, Fugitives offshoot. What's it called? The spinoff. They follow a bunch of fugitive teams across the nation, tracking down the bad guys. Which that actually used to be my job. So I'm very excited and very, very looking forward to that. Sort of live vicariously through them a little bit.
So from, I just did a quick research on it. So it looks like it's being picked up by Spike TV and by Fox. So it looks like it's going to have two. It's going to be picked up on Fox. So Fox actually owns Spike TV, so that's where they're going to put it on. So, and I think they were on Spike TV years ago. So it's good to see. I mean, it's something that my sister and I used to watch and even kind of make fun of in some instances. So it's kind of, you know, cool to see that it's not going away so we can continue our tradition there. So pretty cool.
Yep.
Good deal. Good job.
Yep.
Good job, everyone, on the assignments as we pull everything together. We see that 2020 has really kind of shown that 2020, everybody was looking at this as a huge year, you know, 2020 vision, 2020 and all that stuff. Justin Timberlake thought about, you know, why didn't he wait another 10 years to release an album that was called 2020 over in 2020, but, you know, who knows. But it seems like 2020 is the year in reverse. Everything that we love, everything that we like, everything that we want to play, watch, eat, I mean, everything is things of the past, whether it's sitcoms, whether it's movies. The Town is rated number 7 on Netflix right now. It came back in 2010. You know, there's a lot of other things, too. I mean, it's, look at the gaming. We have consoles, new consoles coming out, but old games being released for them first.
I'm a perfect example of this. I've cleared through my entire backlog, and I started watching Community, I mean, which is a show that ended in 2015. So,
yeah, it's a great thing for people to be able to get that opportunity. It's also awesome because some shows that were canceled might actually, because of this crisis, the series and, you know, all the big, you know, networks will look and see, hey, look, this show has a great following and it has another great following. Let's bring it back for, you know, another entourage, you know. But it's definitely 2020 not been a year in advance. It's been a year in retreat. The only thing that's advanced has been our ability to go to outer space. Great as that is, it's sad to say that's the only thing. But that's it. It took us 10 years to, you know, get back in there. But
I don't think you're giving up enough credit there. I don't think that's the only thing we've advanced in. But generally, the consensus is, yeah, I agree with you. This is a year of retreat for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see what 2021 has to offer. You know, definitely, I think it would politically depend on who's sitting in the big house. But hopefully, everybody is going to be safe and stay healthy. I know this has been an even bigger ordeal because of the epidemic or pandemic rather being worsened now. You know, I wish Tyler safe. You know, I hope you're safe up there and keep on scrubbing your hands and feet and all that stuff. Same to you, you know, Ryan, because I know that they shut down North Carolina and the borders and stuff. So, you know, I wish you the best of luck up there, and hopefully you're getting all your toilet paper and milk and sanitizer and stuff that you can get. And, you know, James and I are fine right now because, you know, our governor just doesn't want to shut anything down. He just wants us to wear masks when we want to wear masks. So, but we'll see what happens with that. But, yeah, again, great job, everybody. I know we had a rough start at the beginning, but, again, we'll be back again next week with another great show. Hopefully no technical difficulties at all. I've never had this many issues going in. We had some last week and we had some the week before. I know this week, I think honestly, it's just probably the amount of people who are at home online streaming. So we're going to get this whole thing together and make sure next week we're on par and that it's not going to flop on us like it did this night. But you can always find us on blogtalkradio.com/theorder2020. You can download, listen, and subscribe on iTunes podcast app or on AudioBox or AudioCast. You can find us there on your Android devices, which are the only things that have not blown up yet. Also, I just want to say, too, credit to Apple for catching up with Android. I know a lot of Androids are really kind of like, hey, you know, we've been able to do that since 2015. But there's a lot of really cool stuff on there. I think we'll talk about that more next week as we'll look into that, into the iOS 14 updates, which is looking pretty cool. Some features like, you know, you can actually turn your car on with your phone, also unlock it with a double tap, as you would Apple Pay for, to certain vehicles. My mom and dad just bought a brand new Subaru, and they actually can do that. They can send me a text message with the key to drive the car without having given me the key fob, and it does that as well, which is pretty cool. It has a lot of other cool features on there too. We'll talk about that next week and go and dive into that, and also with Android's newest software updates, of course, and what's coming up next for the MacBooks as well, with some of their new stuff that they're bringing back, some things that they're looking forward to change. We got a pretty good hefty lineup lined up for that as well. So thank you all again for listening to us. Of course, Germany, the 3% of you that are watching and listening, and I know it's because of Tyler, you know, please continue to do so. And check out our new artwork. We've got a new cover for our podcast. You can also see that. It'll update as soon as the show is over on iTunes podcast and any other, you know, app that you download, listen, subscribe on our podcast. So check it out and enjoy. Thanks again for joining us on The Order 2020. James, Tyler, Ryan, another great show. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but thank you all again for joining us.
Absolutely, brother. We're closing out with Derek's song, right?
That's right. We'll be playing it. We may not hear it, but I can assure you everyone else can. So, all right, guys and gals, enjoy Derek Parkey's Buster Beats here.